Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
It is none other than Dave Lapham on the hotline. How are you, Dave?
Ken, Anthony, how you guys doing today?
Well, first of all, last time we had you on, it was a Syracuse love fest. I'm a Syracuse grad. You're a Syracuse grad. Dan Horde, your partner in crime on the radio. We've played some of your great calls. We played the fight song last time. What has happened to our once proud Orange? They lost to Liberty this weekend, Dave. How is that possible? What is going on?
I know that one's tough to explain. I mean, it has been a precipitous fall from respectability, that's for sure. Going to have to turn that around.
They certainly will try. Dino Babers, somebody people in Northeast Ohio know very well. Anyway, let's cut to the chase because it's been trying times for the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow behind that offensive line so far. What do you think of his development, and do you think he's got much of a shot back there right now for that Bengal football team?
Yeah, I think he's going to be pretty special, honestly. He's got four 300-yard passing games in his first six starts in the National Football League. And unfortunately, the way some of the games have gone, they've fallen behind so early. They've had to throw it. Against Cleveland's a great example, the first matchup. And they get behind a couple of scores early in the football game. He attempted 61 passes in that game. That's crazy. I mean, you want to be more balanced offensively than that, but in the face of all that adversity, he still operates at a very high level. I mean, he's got a brilliant football IQ. I mean, the kid is just understands, every nuance of the game, understands defenses, understands what defenses are trying to take away from the offense. He understands so well, and he makes really good decisions with the football for such a young guy. Now, is it perfect? No. You're going to have veteran quarterbacks make mistakes as well. So rookies certainly will, and he's made mistakes. But, if he did go to some kind of a football academy or football school, he was in the gifted and talented program, the Mensa program, because he really has a great understanding for it. And the other thing about it that all his teammates respect is, he loves the grind. Like you hear about all the great quarterbacks, Peyton Manning, first one in, last to leave, just – study every bit of film that can be studied, every bit of tape that can be studied. That's what this guy does as well, and his teammates see it and respect it. And his confidence is an earned confidence from the preparation and the grind that he loves to do every single week.
Dave Lapham joining us on the show. Jonah Williams didn't get to play last year because of the injury. So year two is really like a rookie year. He started every game. What have you thought of Jonah Williams?
He had his best game last week. Against the Colts, and they're that number one ranked defense, and they get a pretty decent defensive line, and he did a great job. He had 42 opportunities and didn't give up any pressures. In every single week that he's out there, he is getting better and better. He's another guy. When he was in college, he developed his own spreadsheet to break down and analyze opposing defensive linemen. So he's all about football as well. He's a technician is what he is. He is the ultimate technician. He's not a huge guy. He's not a big, overpowering, buck-bodied guy. He's got great feet. His footwork is always impeccable, so he's got a good foundation and pretty good balance and base to himself. And And then he finishes with good hands, hand placement, all those kind of things. So he's definitely a technician. And this will be the first time for Joe Burrow and Jonah Williams to ever play an opponent twice in the same season, which kind of surprised me when they both said that, because, you know, you think in the SEC championship, they may have played, you know, that opponent during the season, but it just never worked out that way for those guys. And so this will be a different experience for them.
Your head coach is really doing all he can right now, trying to protect Joe Burrow. What do you think of the job that Zach Taylor has done trying to do that? It's never easy ushering in a rookie. I'm sure he was excited about the opportunity of doing that. I mean, we had that situation in Cleveland with Hugh Jackson a few years ago. Didn't go as well. What do you think of Zach Taylor so far?
Yeah, like you said, I think he's trying everything. He does run a lot of 13 personnel, which is one back, three receivers, and spreads the field out. And that puts the line in a lot of one-on-one situations. And, you know, if the back's chipping, all he can do is help in one area. You don't have a tight end in there to help with protection. So, you know, making a decision in that regard. And well, Joe Burrow made his money in the LSU historic season that he had with five receivers, you know, everybody out and five linemen and then just him, and then make quick reads, get the ball out of his hand. Well, in the National Football League, it's a little different because, you know, LSU, even in the SEC, LSU had better players and things opened up. The reads were there quickly. Guys beat guys more quickly than they do in the National Football League. And, you know, part of the problem, like always, the offensive line gets all the blame, but I'll use the game when Martindale, the defensive coordinator, he's just bringing a blitz over 60% of the time. He's just blitzing like crazy. And Don Martindale said, you know, I'm going to bring everything. Seven sacks by seven different players, five of the seven sacks, cornerbacks and safeties. So he's bringing slot corners. He's bringing corners off the edge. I mean, it's unbelievable. Now, it's the offensive line has to do the job on their people. The backs have to be sound and blitz pickup. Tight ends have to block. Receivers have to do side adjust routes and be on the same page as the quarterback. Quarterback has to read it as well, get the ball out. And everybody took their turn in not performing, you know, efficiently enough. And there were breakdowns across the board. And as a result, seven sacks and a myriad of pressures from the Baltimore Ravens because didn't do a good enough job, all 11 guys, in terms of you know, beating it and making plays. The only way you're going to beat that type of philosophy or make that philosophy go away is to beat it with some kind of a blitz beater play that's going to make them think twice about doing it, and they could never pull one together.
Dave Lapham joining us on the show. Okay, what's going on with A.J. Green? He's been a sterling professional throughout his entire career, gets hurt last year, and then we're starting to hear some rumblings of him being upset after that Baltimore game.
Yeah, he's been hurt really for a year and a half, and then when he came back after a year and a half, he got hurt again in training camp with his hamstring. So he missed all of training camp. And this is a new offense, new quarterback. And A.J. Green is a rep guy. A.J. Green has to have dress rehearsals. He has to feel confident that when he goes into a football game, he's run it. He's one of those learners that learns out on the football field, doesn't necessarily learn from tape, learn from grease boards, learn from that kind of thing. He needs to be out there actually going through the repetitions, and he wasn't able to do that. And I think at that point, now he's playing hesitant. You know, he's not just letting it flow. And he basically had his preseason in the first four games is what it amounted to. And then in the Baltimore game, he had a terrible play where there was an interception that was thrown over his head a little bit, and he never found the ball. But when he did see it was an interception, he turned down contact. He kind of ran away from it. And it got a lot of play, and A.J. himself came on a Zoom call press conference and said that he loafed, you know, and he can't do that. He needs to be he's not that type of player. He needs to be a leader for the football team. Ever since that happened in Baltimore, he's had one game, and he had almost 100 yards on eight receptions, and he looked like the A.J. Green of old. I finally saw him smiling on the football field. I mean, he was looking like he was stressed out and strained and everything on the football field. Whereas, you know, against the Colts, he was smiling and just letting the game come to him and relaxing and just playing football. So hopefully that's an indicator that he's turned the corner there.
the great Dave Lapham joining us on the hotline. I always love going to the former players who have terrific perspective on things like this, so I'll just ask you. You know, the Bengals lose that game in week two, short week, national television, Burrow very inexperienced. And you imagine, as competitors, they remember what happened last time. They want vengeance. You know, I remember a few years ago, I mean, the Browns beat the Cincinnati Bengals, and they just rubbed it in. I mean, let's be honest. The Browns were being total jerks in a game like that. Do players remember that kind of a thing over time? Does that build up, and they use it as motivation?
You know, I think if I'm a defensive player in particular, thing that sticks with me in that first matchup on Thursday Night Football in front of the whole nation and beyond is the Browns running it right down my throat for 215 yards. And one drive in particular with about 6 minutes to play in the game, it's a five-point game. Cleveland goes on a six-play, 75-yard drive all on the ground, just hammered the Bengals. And Chubb had a 33-yard run, and Hunt had a 29-yard run, you know, and it's like they're just gashing them. Well, there's no Chubb now, but it doesn't matter. I mean, in the second half, Cleveland ran 20 times for 150 yards, 7.5 yards to carry in the second half alone. So if I'm a defensive player, I got embarrassed, and I got embarrassed in front of the world. So if you got any pride, and if you play at the level that you have to play at in the National Football League, you do have to have some personal pride. And you know, and care about the product that you put out there on tape and on TV and everything else. And I would think that there'd be a collective mindset, or let's get some restitution for that. Hopefully, we can, you know, get in a gap that we're supposed to get in, stay in that gap. Don't be pushed out of that gap. Separate and make some tackles. I mean, they had 56 snaps with rushes and incompletions to make plays on, to make tackles. They missed 19 tackles in 56 snaps. That is incomprehensible. So you got to stay in your gap. Don't get moved out of your gap. Get off a block and tackle somebody. That's the bottom line.
Dave Lapham joining us on the show. Dave, do you remember the last time you were on with us?
Not really.
I didn't think so. I asked Lima. I didn't think so. Okay, we have a clip from the last time you were on with us. Go ahead and hit it, Kenny.
What do you want from me? If you're saying that the offense was...
Honestly, I don't want anything from you, really. So let's just... Guys, I appreciate it. It was great catching up. Oh. I can see why you has a good time up in Cleveland.
Okay, Dave, thank you guys. Thank you very much.
Do you remember it now, Dave?
Yeah, I do remember it now, yes.
Why did we get to that level? Why did we do that?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why did we? I guess I can ask you the same thing.
Well, because we were talking about A.J. McCarron, and I didn't want A.J. McCarron, and I know the Browns were bad. Because, I know that you know, you're a big Bengal guy. Obviously, you played for the Bengals. You're an analyst for the Bengals. I don't know if there's a hatchet to be buried, but why did we get off on the wrong foot like that?
Can't really answer that. But I guess it happened, you know. And that, yeah, that's the thing. I guess grown men, adults, they move on, right?
Can we be friends together?
Sure.
I didn't think that.
No problem.
No, wait a minute. Now, that's not very convincing, Dave. Come on now. Now you're.
I think we just had a breakthrough.
You are a great Bengal. I'm willing to say that. Can we meet halfway?
We can meet more than halfway. Yeah, sure.
You guys can enjoy a bowl of Skyline chili together next time he's in town. It'll be great.
Sing kumbaya.
Have you ever gotten upset with a radio show host like that?
Have I ever gotten upset on radio shows?
Before
radio,
that.
Yeah, a ton. I've been upset many times on radio, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so that's not okay.
It's not upset. It's just get, you know, your voice gets elevated. You know, you want to make sure you make your point, I guess.
Okay. We've been thinking about this for like 3 years, and I go, if we ever get him on again, we got to play it for him and talk about what happened. And I go, it's got to be too long. He couldn't have remembered it. He couldn't have remembered that moment. Do you still pay attention to A.J. McCarron's career?
Yeah, I'm A.J.'s agent. You didn't know that? That's the real problem. You didn't know I was AJ's agent. Oh man, it's out of the closet now. It's out.
So, all right. Now the rumor was at the time that the Browns should have traded, or the Browns were looking to trade a second and a third to the Bengals for AJ McCarron. If you go back in history, should the Browns have made that trade? Should they still have?
AJ McCarron, I mean, that's so long ago. My thing is at this point in time, I'm just, you know, let's see what happens in this football game on Sunday. The Browns are coming off a tough loss. The Bengals are just trying to win a football game. AJ McCarron has nothing to do with it. Absolutely zilch.
Dave, I'm with you. Water, totally history. Under the bridge.
I would say so.
Yeah,
as well.
it's under the bridge so old that it's stagnant and stinks.
I would agree with that, Dave. When this is all over, you just travel with the team, so you'd be here on a Saturday, wouldn't you? When all this is over.
Yeah, well, I don't know when it's going to be over. I don't know if it's going to be over next year either.
I got to figure out a time. We got to try to find a way to get Dave like in the studio at some point. Dave, we thank you very much for the time. All the best to you and yours. And I'm glad we've been able to, whatever hatchet that there, it's buried, it's done. Finito, done, in the words of Pat Shurmur, you and I together as friends.
We can just throw it in that water over the bridge and watch it rust. How's that hatchet? Just watch it just rust in the water. That'd be great.
I'm with you, my friend. Thank you very much for the time.
Later.
Don't be a victim with jerk.
On the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What? What's the matter? You didn't like that?
That was tough to listen to. That artist. Hold on, we're getting the tweets. We've got Whoopty Hell. He says that got uncomfortable really quick.
Did it or did it not?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, boy. Jeez Louise.
I'm waiting on that text to lose my number again.
Oh, that's right. He did say that last time.
It sounded like that dawned on him, and he was like, oh, my God, I hate this guy.
I mean, he didn't want to hear about winning some stupid argument from three. It wasn't that long ago, actually. But I guess in football terms,
it seems
like 8 years ago.
No one won that argument. No one won that argument. Did you win
that
argument?
I wanted to ask about Hugh at the end, but I don't think that would have gone down a good path either.
No, God,
I was going to say, do you think Hugh will ever coach in the NFL again at any level?
No.
But that would have been
mean. I don't
think
he would have had any fun with that. No, whatsoever.
Ooh.
All right, coming up next at 2020. We'll try to do, you want to do Friday 5 at 8:45?
I don't know if I can do the show anymore. I feel so dirty. I'm going to take a shower.
Garrett Bush at 8:30. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.